There's that school bell. It is time for lesson number 51 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so to get the best out of this lesson, go get your Bibles, pull up a chair, and turn your radio up. And you may want to be turning to Jeremiah chapter 26. We're going to be studying from the book of Jeremiah for the next few lessons and learn something of this old prophet. This is a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam had prepared for May 28, 1922. And because he had all this written down and published in a little book of Sunday school lessons for that year, we're going to be able to go back as though we're sitting in a Sunday school class back in 1922 and listen to E.A. Elam teach us about the prophet Jeremiah. I am Bill Boyd, and I'm the preacher at the Rockcliffe Church of Christ and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, while you're turning to the book of Jeremiah, I'll tell you this. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our services. Now, have you found the book of Jeremiah? Let me help you find that. The book of Psalms is usually right in the middle of your Bible. If you'll try to open it to the middle, you're usually going to fall along the book of Psalms. And then turn back toward the back a little ways, and you'll find the prophets of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel in that order. And so Jeremiah comes right after the book of Isaiah, and it's before the book of Ezekiel. There's a little book of Lamentations in there you might come across, but it's between Isaiah and Ezekiel, you find the book of the prophet of Jeremiah. And it's like a book that is a collection of his sermons that he preached. And we learn a little bit about the life of Jeremiah in this book, but mostly the book of Jeremiah is about his message. Now, the lesson text for today is Jeremiah chapter 26, and I'm going to be reading verses 8 through 16. Let's begin in Jeremiah 26, beginning in verse 8. And it came to pass, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking of all that Jehovah had commanded him to speak unto all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people lay hold on him, saying, Thou shalt surely die. Why hast thou prophesied in the name of Jehovah, saying, This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant? And all the people were gathered unto Jeremiah and the house of Jehovah. And when the princes of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house into the house of Jehovah, and they sat in the entry of the new gate at Jehovah's house. Then spake the priest and the prophets unto the princes and to all the people, saying, This man is worthy of death, for he hath prophesied against this city, as ye have heard with your ears. Then spake Jeremiah unto all the princes and all the people, saying, Jehovah sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city, and all the words which ye have heard. Now therefore, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of Jehovah your God. And Jehovah will repent of him and the evil that he hath pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hand. Do with me as is good and right in your eyes. Only know ye for certain that if ye put me to death, ye will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth, Jehovah has sent me unto you to speak all these words into your ears. Then said the princes and all the people to the priest and to the prophets, This man is not worthy of death, for he has spoken unto us in the name of Jehovah our God. Now that reading comes from the American Standard Version that was copyrighted in 1901. The golden text for this lesson is Jeremiah 26:13. Amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of Jehovah. Now there is a devotional reading for this lesson, and it's found in the book of Psalms. This is Psalm 103, and we're going to be reading verses 13 through 22. Psalm 103, 13 through 22. Like as a father pitieth his children, so Jehovah pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. For as for a man, his days are as grass, and as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the loving kindness of Jehovah is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his precepts to do them. Jehovah hath established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless Jehovah, ye his angels that are mighty in strength, that fulfill his word. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless Jehovah, all ye his host, ye ministers of him that do his pleasure. Bless Jehovah, all ye his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. Now that's the devotional reading for the lesson. And the lesson is about how Jeremiah speaks boldly for God. Let me read to you the introduction that old Brother Elam wrote for this lesson. In the first place, he's talking about Jehoahaz and Jehoiakim. We saw in the conclusion of the last lesson how Josiah foolishly espoused the cause of the Assyrians, fought the king of Egypt at Megiddo, and lost his life, and terminated suddenly his reformatory work. Jehoahaz, Josiah's son, became king in his stead, but reigned only 3 months. Pharaoh Necho disposed him, fined the land 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold, and made Eliakim, Jehoahaz's brother, king in his stead. Jehoahaz was placed in bonds and carried into Egypt, where he died. It is not stated why he was disposed other than Jehoahaz. Eliakim, whose name was Pharaoh Necho, was changed to Jehoiakim. He was made older and was older than Jehoahaz. It is not stated either why he was made king or why the people, It was not stated either why he was not made king by the people upon his father's death. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, according to all that his fathers had done, 2 Kings 23:37. He was a cruel and oppressive tyrant. And there is description of his tyranny and of his character in Jeremiah chapter 22, verses 13 through 19. I want to read this to you. Remember, this is talking about the wicked king of Israel, Jehoiakim. And it says, "Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and by his chambers by injustice, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not his hire, that saith, I will build me a wide house and spacious chambers, and cutteth him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar and painted with vermilion. Shalt thou reign because thou strivest to excel in cedar? Did not thy fathers eat and drink and do justice and righteousness? Then it was well with him. He judged the cause of the poor and the needy. Then it was well. Was not this to know me, saith Jehovah? But thine eyes and thy heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for thy shedding innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. Therefore thus saith Jehovah concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. This was a cruel man. He slew the prophet Uriah with a sword, and it seems he would have slain Jeremiah also, had not Ahiakim, the son of Shaphan, protected him. We read that story in Jeremiah chapter 26. And I'm going to read Jeremiah 26, 20 through 24. There was also a man that prophesied in the name of Jehovah, Uriah, the son of Shemaiah, of Kirjath-Jearim. And he prophesied against this city and against the land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim the king with all his mighty men and all the princes heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Uriah heard it, he was afraid and fled and went into Egypt. And Jehoiakim the king sent men into Egypt, namely Elnathan the son of Achbor, and certain men with him into Egypt. And they fetched forth Uriah out of Egypt, and brought him unto Jehoiakim the king, who slew him with the sword, and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. But the hand of Ahiakim, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, that they should not put him into the hands of the people, to put him to death. Second part of this introductory notes is about Jeremiah and his prophecies. And here's what Elam had to say. Jeremiah prophesied during the reign of this wicked and blasphemous Jehoiakim. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of Jehovah came, in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, and to the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month, Jeremiah 1:1-3. Anathoth was only 2 or 3 miles northeast of Jerusalem, and was a city of priests. Hilkiah, Jeremiah's father, is thought to be a different man from the high priest of that name, so prominent in Josiah's time. Jeremiah began to prophesy when he was very young. In Jeremiah chapter 4, beginning in verse 4, we read, Now the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I have appointed thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord Jehovah, behold, I know not how to speak, for I am a child. But Jehovah said unto me, Say not, I am a child. For to whomsoever I shall send thee, thou shalt go. And whithersoever I shall command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid because of them, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith Jehovah. Then Jehovah put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and Jehovah said unto me, Behold, I put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down and to destroy and to overthrow and to build and to plant. Well, we'll finish with this introduction to Jeremiah in a lesson that is coming up. So you be sure you stay tuned, and next time we'll have lesson 51 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And as the old school teacher would say, when the bell rings, you may be dismissed.